Hello, welcome to a System Mastery Live Play Special Edition. This week we're actually going to get together with a few friends and play Noisy Person Cards, a game currently under Kickstarter development by Paracosm Press, actually our friends at One Shot RPG. Let's go ahead, go around the room and introduce ourselves. I'm Jeff, as always, and of course, my co-host John is here. Hi, John.
Hey, I'm here.
Yay!
You did it!
God damn it, John.
Why are you doing a dumb baby voice?
You did it.
What's happening?
He's just, hey, that's the name of the game. We're doing stupid voices.
Just
and
getting
I'm doing
an early start.
Voices.
That's how it works.
Oh, okay. Points.
Yay, I get points. What are we, on midnight?
Yeah, we're on at midnight. Points for everyone. Also, George is here.
Heyo, that's
George,
me.
That's George. George has never been on the show before. Another friend of ours. We're bringing him on and making him talk.
Yep.
When does the hazing ceremony begin?
Oh, well, before you guys showed up with the tacos, I was just packing his butt with fresh eggs.
Okay, good.
They're still in there. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, the neat thing about the egg is that a sphere is a natural strong barrier, unless you hit it with a piercing force from one point, which your butt's not going to do, let's be clear.
But I mean, Jeff will take care of that for you later.
My butt's trained to deliver piercing pressure from any given area, so no problem there. But for him, it's going to be a little while. They'll come out on their own.
I knew what I signed up for.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And then Brian's here.
Hey, I'm back.
Brian is back. This is like his fourth appearance on the show.
By no demand at all.
Oh, no, you have no idea. We get a lot of emails asking like where you are, if it's true that you're actually just a talking dog. We get a lot of that.
I mean, I sent all of those.
It's not untrue.
Yeah. And then Claire's coming back.
What's up?
Okay, there she is. That was her. That was as much as you're getting, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it.
I'm phoning it in today. Sorry. My agent signed me up for this shit. I got to read the contracts more closely.
Straight Nicolas Caging this.
And, of course, I am still feeling horrible.
Why are you feeling horrible, man?
Because of Drunk Quest.
Why would you feel horrible because of Drunk Quest? Is it because you went real hard in the paint?
Yes. Yeah, I went a little... I don't know if you ever... You were there.
Yes.
You weren't in my... We played Drunk Quest at a recent Kingdom Con... recent con called Kingdom Con.
Yes.
Here in San Diego. And if you haven't played Drunk Quest before, it's Munchkin, except instead of just counting your levels and using that for whether or not you kill the monster, it's the number of shots you're willing to take or drinks you're willing to take.
Drinks, not shots.
Okay.
Because that would be real bad.
Okay, I haven't actually heard this story, so I need to hear it right now.
Okay, so the entire thing is you get a pint glass if you pay for it. And it's got little markers on it of how much a drink is. So if, say, you need to drink 7 drinks, you can see you're at, like, a 30, you can go to 23, you've got 7 drinks down. Great. Now, the whole thing is, when you're done, you just raise your glass up and they refill it. You pay 1 fee to get in to Drunk Quest at Kingdom Con, and then they just refill your drink whenever you need it.
Is it swill?
No, it was what kind of cider was that?
It was
Angry Orchard, I think.
It was just regular.
Just
good cider and beer. Everything was fine. They had kegs. It was amazing.
Just kegs of regular Angry Orchard. And then there was one very nice girl at my table who I guess was related to the guy running the convention, and she knew that it takes a while to get your glass refilled. So she came prepared. She had a cold 12 of Angry Orchard on her. on her person.
Literally on her, duct-taped to arms.
They were only cold for a while.
Now, normally you think about that and you're like, oh, okay, so 7 drinks or whatever is going to be not that much. And as far as the actual glass is concerned, most of the time the pint is about 30 to 35 drinks.
Yeah.
However, there can be monsters that will go fairly high to begin with in how many drinks it takes to beat them. And the way it works is everyone plays a card, starting with the person who has to fight the monster, goes around, and then the last person plays again. So you can add modifiers, which include more drinks that you have to play on there. You can have any time cards, which causes other people to just drink, and it has nothing to do with the monster. And you can have things like double the effect of any card that's on it, to the point where I think the largest one we had at my table was a 47 drink monster.
Yes. Now, that's like a glass and a half. There are also cards, and these are probably the more important cards in the game, that steal the monster and move it around the table so you can steal other people's monsters. And then the squire card, which is you still get the treasure from killing this monster, but someone else has to take your drinks for you. So there's a lot of those bombs being dropped throughout. Now, that actually wasn't the problem for me. It wasn't necessarily that I was being dealt huge monsters. It was that my this game has a class system. Just like Munchkin, it has the class and kind of like a race system, except instead of race, it's your like country
the kingdom
of origin,
you are from.
The kingdom you're from. So my character was the Brewmaster, which had the ability to pull spells out of the trash, but it didn't even really matter. My nationality in the game was Independent. Independent says anytime anyone forces you to take 6 drinks or more in one action, you get to play the last spell card off the discard pile for free. Or actually, it comes in your hand. So that's very powerful. And it also just says anytime anyone forces you to take 6 drinks or more. So I spent the game using every sorcery card to bomb myself to build the spell library.
And boy, did he get bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, last count, I had had 13 pints of cider.
Yeah.
And I would have had more, but the kegs were literally empty and I didn't want beer.
Now, fortunately, Jeff is a large person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he has the blood volume capacity to absorb that much alcohol without dying.
Yeah,
he's
still alive.
I didn't even fall down.
You're in person hit points.
Buddy,
so
you made it up
case.
And down stairs.
Yeah, those stairs, I actually kind of remember the stairs. They were a little daunting.
No, I remember you were like, I'm having one of those moments in a horror movie where they elongate the hallway.
Reverse pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching the stairs get longer. I also woke up the next morning with a vaporizer in my pocket.
Yeah, huh. Which I had found on the floor. You immediately took it away from me and said, we can't turn this in. It has marijuana.
Did it?
No, it did not.
Did you
not.
Wake up with a free pot
it
in
did,
your
it
pocket?
Didn't have marijuana. I think my drunk brain was like, ooh, free vaporizer, and all I need to do is swindle John. And of course, John was just bemused at best.
I was like, yeah, sure, buddy, you
whatever.
Can have this.
Whatever, you can steal that thing.
You sure pulled one over on me. You're tricky.
Yeah, because my table, the game was done within, like, maybe 2 pints. Because the guy who won it had the Steal a Monster card, and his faction was if he had to drink 14 or more in one sitting, he just got a level, and it was the first 1 to 5. So the first monster he killed that got him a level, he also had to drink like 20. So he got 2 levels from that, stole someone else's monster, and drank more than 14, got 2 more levels, and then just won.
Hmm. Yeah.
So it was a super quick game.
Where our game was contentious and fighty. No one ever finished their own monster. Not once throughout the course of the whole game. And it was just a contentious, nasty game. There was one guy sitting at our table who I swear was not actually drinking, that his model was to hold the alcohol up to his lips while people counted, which I find detestable at best.
But you said there were lines on the side of the pint
Yeah,
glass,
but
right?
Once you're like 6 pints down,
you're not
looking.
All you're doing at that point is just you go, oh, you need 6 drinks, and then someone will put the glass to their lips, and you'll just go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you'll just count it out like a crazy person, because everyone in an entire hall, there's like 150 people, bombed out of their minds.
Yeah, there are 30 games going on at once in the hall.
Oh man, I wish I had known it was going to be like that. I would have gone.
Yeah,
it is worth the price of admission plus the price to get into Drunk Quest.
Yeah,
right. Just
it's a grand total of $30. I got 13 pints into me for $30.
Oh, and welcome to Value City.
I was having a great time.
I shall replace the whale in me nightmares.
I'm totally getting that game, by the way. Drunk Quest is a real game. You can actually buy it. The creator of the game was there that night. He introduced it to us and everything. So it's a fun game. I'm going to put that on the recommend list for today.
There yeah, I was going to say, we're going to
we'll,
do that
we'll,
for the next
we'll
live play, right?
Live play, yeah. Let's do that right now. Fuck this.
All
right.
This game. Sweet. I'm in.
No,
change
right.
of plans.
Change of plans. We're going to pause for a second while we switch to playing Drunk Quest by going and buying it immediately.
I'm already ahead of you guys. I'm halfway through my first beer.
I know. So, okay. We had James D'Amato from One Shot, the One Shot Podcast Network, on the show a couple of weeks ago to discuss noisy person cards with us. And I feel like that interview didn't do him justice. That's definitely my fault for not preparing any questions and just going randomly off script immediately.
Yep, that is definitely your fault.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
research allowed.
No, I don't do research. And, well, the thing is, I don't do research about the games we review. And that's true, because I don't want to. And I'm lazy. And this is my hobby. But when I'm doing nice stuff for actual designers who are like alive,
but when you're interviewing something where it's not their hobby, it's their livelihood.
I know.
Maybe don't be a jackass.
Hey, I'm just mad at him because it's his livelihood. I want that to be my livelihood too.
Right?
Right?
All right,
God.
Everyone listening right now,
well,
give
it was,
us your dollars.
It was when you were unemployed. It just wasn't a very good livelihood.
It was terrible. It was a slow attempt to get down the drain livelihood. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Noisy Person Cards is a game designed by James and his partner on the show, Cat Cool, partner of the network, Cat Cool. It is basically a training engine designed to get people good at doing silly voices for role-playing games. So the basic idea behind it is that there are two decks of cards. One of them is voices. The other is phrases. The basic mechanic of the game is that there is a person... This is just like Cards Against Humanity, where there's a person taking a turn as a judge every round, and that judge rotates around the table. Now, when it's your turn to be the judge, you're going to put down a voice card, and they'll say something like cultist or lizard person on it. The other players are going to play phrase cards from their own hand, because everyone will have a hand of phrase cards, and then they have to say that phrase in the voice that's on the table. The judge then chooses who they liked the best and has them or gives them that voice card, and then the winner's the person with the most voice cards at the end of the game. There is a twist, though. John, did you want to tell them about the twist?
No, I am not Chubby Checker.
Oh, God.
Get fucked.
All right, so the twist is that there are words printed on every one of the phrase cards, upside down on the bottom. They say things like depressed or lisping. If you want to not say or speak in the voice that's on the table for a round, you can give up your chance to win and give up the card in your hand to play it down and add that word to the voice that the other people have to read in. So, for example, you can say things like, oh, I don't feel like I could read this phrase in the voice of a dragon man, but I could flip the card over and make everyone read this phrase in the voice of an ancient dragon man, and so on. And everyone can do that until such time as someone is willing to read it with a crazy number of modifiers on it.
Yes.
All right? I think that's basically the entire set of rules of the game.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
And then you just decide how much you want to play till, or just play until you're bored.
Yeah, it's just like Cards Against Humanity. You play till someone has to leave, and then you go get the haiku card.
Yeah.
Now, as someone who's played Cards Against Humanity with John and Jeff very often, I would just like to point out that Brian and George, none of the three of us have any chance of winning, because they will just vote for each other the whole time.
That's not true.
And it's not because of favoritism. When you play Cards Against Humanity, you don't know who the play is. They just always think... Each of them thinks the other one is the most funny person in the room at all times.
Yeah. Well, that's just because that's
true. Exactly. That is, we also agree.
Not going to contest.
They are actually the funniest people that we know.
So, anyway.
Why do you think they have a show?
What I can do is invariably and automatically guess which card is Florence's and also which... Oh, Florence, by the way, is my girlfriend's name. I can always guess which card is hers, and I can force her to take my card every single time to the point where she gets mad at me when she picks. And I'm like, that's me. And she's like, fuck. Every game. And other people think that we are cheating when we play with new people. They're like, they're cheating somehow. How are they doing this? And I'm like, I'm not. Fucking with her.
Those of us who know them, we're like, no, they're not cheating. She's actually mad right now.
Anyway, let's go ahead and get this game dealt. In the meantime, let's cut to a clip. Back. All right, we are about ready to start playing this game. Does everyone have their 7 cards in hand?
Yep.
Are you ready, Jeff?
As per Magic the Gathering standard,
yeah.
I will not mow.
Andy? All right, then. Let's go!
God damn it. That is a very obscure reference that you knew I would get.
Yes,
I know. That shit's in Rock Band. That's not obscure.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's in one of the Rock Bands. Fair enough.
No one's going
to
know that.
The off-mic discussion about what it would sound like to hear the intro to Baba O'Reilly played by Ira Glass on a kazoo, that's a little more obscure.
By a Vuvuzela orchestra.
Yeah. With a soloist that's Ira Glass on a kazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
That's just terrible.
If it doesn't exist yet, internet, I'm waiting.
Yeah, let's get
that done.
I believe
in you, internet. You guys can do it.
Ira Glass, make it happen.
Yeah, come on. Get that on This American Life. Get me on This American Life. Let's do that. I'm going to tell you all about my half-Japanese grandfather taught me the ancient New York art of kite making or whatever. It's cool. It will be totally legit. All right, here we go. Let's get this game started. I'm going to go first. And so that means that everyone has to read their phrases in the voice of a skellington.
Oh, no. A spooky, scary skellington.
Now, I'm hoping that some of you had the modifiers of spoopy or spooky or scary.
Or Scooby.
Or Scooby skeleton so that we can run those onto this. Otherwise, I'm allowed to add modifiers if I want to that, if I want to dump phrases I'm not interested in out of my hand. But anyone who doesn't want to read this turn in the manner of a skeleton can do the same thing. They can add modifiers to this.
Well, do you?
I don't know.
Well,
I didn't even look at them yet.
I mean, we may as well start out with just a regular round.
Sure. Well, that would still be a regular round. That's a regular round of this game.
You're a regular round of jerk.
Look, a regular round of this game is everyone goes around, people choose whether or not they want to play cards, I get my dick out. It's a normal, it happens every round, it's fine.
Every round.
A little more out every time.
It's just like a normal board game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
like regular board
every
games.
Every time we play careers, we take turns, I get my dick out, it's normal.
Just like with Drunk Quest, there's kind of a, you know, hash marks on the side of how far out it goes for each turn.
We start playing Catan, and you're like, does anyone want to trade two wool for my dick?
I like the marks on the side option. That's a great tattoo I got. I'm very glad I went with that.
Welcome to Jamaica Mon. Have a nice day. See, if I told the rest of that joke, it would be racist and you guys would get letters, but that's okay.
There are white people in Jamaica. They just don't matter. And they're in a sandals resort. Okay, so here we go. Let's see. Going around to the left, that means Claire, would you like to put a phrase down that you're going to read, or would you like to modify skeleton?
Okay, I think I have one. I have to think about what... Do I have to read now, or do we all put the phrases down and then read? I just go.
Go. I figured you put the phrases down, because that way everyone had to read with the modifier on. No? It just goes? Okay, then you can read one. Go for it.
Okay.
In a skeleton voice. Here we go.
There I am, cutting down dwarves because they scarred my mountain, and I'm like, oh my god, I have become my father.
Good. For a second, I was all like, oh my god. These shoes cost $300.
Let's
get them.
Shoes.
All right. Good. Thank you.
All right. A skeleton, eh?
A skeleton, yes.
A skeleton, eh? A skeleton? A skeleton?
Skeleton. A chorus of skeletons?
A skeleton is my father's name.
I can't do a chorus of skeletons.
Hey, I've got Audacity turned on. You can do anything.
However, I did see a chorus of skeletons in concert. Amazing.
Yes, I mean...
A chorus of skeletons sounds
they're
like
they're even better live than they are recorded.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you want mummy rot? Because that's how you get mummy rot.
I like that. His skeleton's kind of got a Skeksis thing going on.
Yeah.
And here we go. George.
Yes. Folks don't come around here much anymore. Not since the dead... rose from the earth and bought up all the retail property.
Ooh, useful mention of the dead. Mm-hmm. All right.
That was the intention.
Yeah?
The dead.
He's actually talking about the Grateful Dead, i.e. the baby boomers, and that actually happened.
I remember when A Chorus of Skeletons opened for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the...
Although, I'm still... I picture A Chorus of Skeletons as being one of those hipster clap and hay bands.
Oh, yeah.
It is 100%. And I found them before they actually rose from the dead and became mainstream. You probably wouldn't have.
And now, after listening to Claps and Hays and The Mason Jars, it's A Chorus of Skeletons.
Aww. Well, you can tell it's a hipster band because it starts with A.
Yeah, A.
It's not just Chorus of Skeletons. It's A Chorus of Skeletons.
Right. It's one of the two phrases that hipster bands can do. The other one is... Thing and Thing.
Yeah.
Or Thing the Thing. That's Portugal the Man or Cage the Elephant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are bands?
Yeah, those are bands.
Young the Giant, isn't that another one?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Ugh.
Hipsters.
Anyway.
John.
All right.
The anti-hipster.
I don't envy that publisher. It's going to take a massive ad campaign to spin cheats at riddles into a heroic trait.
That's interesting, because almost entirely through that, I thought you were trying to do Skeletor.
And then Keyman!
And then at the end, you spun off into Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, it's both.
It's a melange, if you will.
It's a blend of famous skeletons.
It's Skelekeeper. Where I keep all my notes when I go to class.
Now available at Penzi's Spices, a blend of famous skeletons.
The skeleton's best hits.
Okay, so I have to pick which one of those I think was my favorite.
Do you even remember all of them?
Yeah, I do, actually. I remember Claire's pretty well. In fact, I'm going with her. I thought hers was the most original of the skeleton voices I heard, so I'm going to give it to her. I don't really want to over-explain because I don't want to be a mean judge.
Well, let me talk about my choices since we're on Inside
the
Actor's
Studio.
Let me talk
about my method.
We're going to have to leave it there.
A skeleton lacking vocal cords would have sort of a raspy sound.
Joan Allen told me you smell like fresh strawberries. Is that true?
Okay.
All right.
It's your card. That means it's your turn to play a phrase card.
Oh, snap. Okay. The character for this round is Talking Tree. Talking tree.
A talking tree?
Think about it.
A tree that's talking
to me?
Hey,
whoa.
I'm a tree. You should, like, go for a walk in the woods.
I can't. I'm a tree.
I can only talk to you
what
once.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
God, that a talking thing is going to ruin... It's ruined us.
Yeah, it has ruined everything. A talking cat has destroyed my life.
In fairness, you sucked a lot before.
Yeah, that is also true.
It wasn't hard.
All right. A talking tree. Did you want to create a modifier for that?
Yeah. I've got two choices here. I feel like one of them is a pretty easy call for a talking tree, so I'm going to go with the less obvious one. A cocky talking tree.
That almost sounds slant rhymes. I like that.
Hmm.
I'm the cocky talking tree.
All right.
Okay. A cocky talking tree.
Yeah.
Cocky talking tree. Cocky talking tree.
Yeah, it sounds like an Australian thing.
A cocky talking tree eating pocky.
Okay, now it's getting a little complicated.
Wait, is eating pocky one of these modifiers?
Really? Because that would be awesome.
It needs to be.
Because I already
right
have one
now.
That just says nerdy. So. Okay.
All right.
Yes, feel free to trample your giant, awful boots all over my enchanted glen. It's not like I spent hours painstakingly placing dewdrops on every blade of grass.
Ooh. All right. I like that a lot. I like that you had kind of a nature theme to go with it. I'm not the judge, though.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I'd like to keep my process a secret until the round is complete. There will be no commentary until the end.
Okay, fine. No more commentary. I'll pretend that this isn't an audio-based format.
All right. I feel that none of my cards do justice to a talking tree, so I will add a modifier to it.
Uh-oh.
So now our talking cocky tree must also be a sneaky talking cocky tree.
A sneaky talking cocky tree.
Well, it's, yeah, that sounds right.
All right. Great.
We all have a magical destiny. Steve was orphaned by wraiths. I have a crown-shaped birthmark. I don't care who you are. You are not getting into this club wearing those shoes.
What?
Yes. Perfect.
What if water had a taste? Good, really? The taste was just our tongues, so we had no way of knowing.
Some excellent offerings there.
I don't know if I would call that cocky, though.
It's really hard to be cocky while trying to talk while breathing in.
Yeah, that was a really good, like, desperate tree man speech.
Now, it did say talking tree, not talking ent. Jeff.
Oh, fair
so
enough.
And
Treebeard is not a talking
you
tree.
For that
I
reason.
Didn't really get all that close to Treebeard anyway. What do I look like? John Rhys Davies? Don't answer that.
Well, you are kind of puffy.
Yeah, you're not currently inflamed from latex face makeup poisoning, so.
There's that, yeah.
We can fix that.
Yeah, well, totally could. We have some latex face makeup poisoning here.
I'm going to go with Brian.
There it is.
I like
Brian
that was the cockiest.
Very nice.
Victory.
Sounds good.
All right, so everyone draws back up to 7, and that means it's Brian's turn to play the voice.
All righty, then. Okay, let's see here. So I'm definitely going to be modifying this. So I want everyone to deliver their voices as a vain shop clerk.
Yes.
All right, vain shop clerk.
Yes. The vainiest.
Oh,
wait,
the vainiest.
Shit.
Okay.
Oh, like a veiny shop clerk.
No, vain. Vain.
Okay, I can do that. I can do a vascular shop clerk.
Armentia just got one of those new cute rounded horses with the foul base built in. I'm insanely envious.
All right.
Nice.
Tell you what, you take the enchanted horse and the talking saddle, I'll throw in these fuzzy boxes of fate you can hang on the horse's mane.
Oh, God damn it. You actually had a merchant card at the ready.
Everyone,
You could get the keen blade without the scabbard, but there are no refunds when it cuts through your bag of holding and you're knee-deep in caltrops.
Yeah, merchant cards.
Right?
Fuck you guys.
I was so excited about Brian's card because I feel this is appropriate. You are not testing well among humans, but you are through the roof in the key goblin, skeleton, and orc demographics.
All right.
I'm pleased with the offerings all the way around. but I'm specifically looking for something that communicates Vane, so I'm going to go with Jeff.
Woo!
Also, the way that he read the card was good.
Yeah, well, you know.
Womp womp.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be justified. It just has to project vanity.
All right, so I win that card, and then it is George's draw.
All right. So I will also be adding a modifier because I feel that is just the best way to go about this game.
Great.
So you must all deliver your line as a bitter school kid.
A bitter school kid. Okay.
Come on, John.
Okay.
Keep it together.
I'm sorry. I can't. All right.
Maybe the real treasure was the possible friends we could have made along the way. You know, if we hadn't killed all those goblins. What I'm saying is we need to learn goblin.
I'm not responsible for this. Friendly axe play is part of the terms of service for barbaric rage. Now pick up your leg and walk it off.
Rub some dirt in it, maybe.
Tussin.
If someone is revived a year after they die, is that year reflected in their age?
I was once like you. Only more attractive, better trained, and not currently standing over a pit trap.
I love it.
Oh my god.
Oh man, going deeper, bold move.
Oh yeah. Bold. The smoky bold flavor.
That voice should be on barbecue sauce.
Those were all amazing. But I think I'm going to have to go with that last one there.
There it is.
I just felt it was the most bitter of all of them.
Oh, downright says
bitter
acrid.
Like being way deeper than your age should be.
Yeah.
Nothing says bitter like Brian.
Yeah, in fairness, I do have an advantage over all of you because bitter is essentially my like touchstone.
That's the voice that says my testicles dropped 4 years ago and still nothing.
Still in the third grade.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Better than all of you and still about to get screwed.
So John, it's your draw.
All right, here we go. And everyone is going to be reading their phrase as the arch wizard of the Storm Tower, but you're also shy.
Oh gosh.
You're the shy arch wizard of the Storm Tower.
Oh, man, I have to go first on this?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Wait, sorry. That fireball was maximized, so you are actually dead.
Good.
Sometimes I look at the moon and wonder if the one I am to love is doing the same. Then I wonder if they are the moon and I have to free them. Love is complicated.
Last airbender joke.
Yeah.
All right. Crimson, black, and gold can be overbearing, but they just look so evil together, I can't resist.
All right.
People tell you that you don't want to know the day to your death, and they were right. It's awful.
All right. I believe I'm going to go with George on this one. Good job.
Yay.
All right.
Just that little bit of stutter shy. It's good. Stutter shy, also my favorite pony.
Oh, don't list your favorite ponies on the show.
Stutter shy.
My favorite's the one with the weirdly positioned boobs.
We know, Jeff.
That's we right. Know. I know gross things, internet. All right.
Why are
I'm
you telling
about
the internet
things
that?
I really don't want to know.
No. We're going to have to leave that right here.
Leave it on the playing field, folks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. It looks like the order of business for the day is to add a modifier, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. And I'm going to have you guys read this in the voice of a part-time employee. Now, I know everyone's getting their best Simpsons voice together, so we're going to go ahead and ruin that and say that you have to do it in your best monotone part-time employee.
All right. Monotone part-time employee.
Having been
ready.
A monotone part-time employee many years of my life. Oh, disarm the trap. I heard alarm the trap. Sorry. You have to admit, though, we knew exactly when that axe fell.
All right. No, sir. Our farm is possessed, which is why the ad called it a monster farm. You cannot farm monsters here.
Sure, when you sew bodies back together, it's called stitches. But when I do it, it's called necromancy. Buy as much,
If my job were easy, this place would not be literally made out of bones.
All right, let's see. Those were all very, very good.
They were all very monotone.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
The lack of emotion was a chore.
I'm going to give it to Brian.
Yes.
There you go. And that means it's up to Claire.
All right, let me draw from my pile here. Okay, I'm not going to modify this one. It's already sort of modified, so I'm curious what I'm going to get for City Druid.
All right.
All right, one of them City Druids.
City Druid, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need a minute here.
Sure, take your time. I can always do cuts.
Do-do-do-do.
Well, now I have to cut, so I don't have to pay for that.
At what point does it become a copyright infringement? That was three notes.
Oh, constantly. We would never be able to actually charge for this show. Yeah, that's just the way it works. Otherwise, they'd have the people who made the Raccoons theme song breathing down your neck. And...
Okay.
Here we go.
City Druid. If your god is so great, then why do neutral evil things happen to chaotic good people?
Yo, one time, the King's Quartermaster said, have a nice quest. And to which I said, you too. Which is now I'm a swamp hermit.
Damn it.
Damn.
excellent. What happens if you summon a swarm of spiders in the spider dimension? Do the spiders you're fighting switch teams? Can you befriend the entire spider dimension with low-level summon spells?
Different city.
Different city. I'm thinking that's a good trend to continue.
Mm-hmm.
No, I am not going to live in a volcano castle with a bunch of kobolds. I didn't spend eons unraveling the forbidden truth to take care of a bunch of kobolds.
I'm going to have to go with George, though. Sorry, guys.
Hey, fair enough.
Fair enough.
I honestly forgot it was your turn. I was waiting for you to read something.
Yeah, right? We'll just keep going around forever.
Just keep saying
City Druids forever.
Druids.
It's City Druids all
city
the way down.
City Druids, City. Next.
Oh, okay. That kind of evil laugh can never be good.
Watch, the card just says evil laughing guy.
Yes. It's just an evil laugh. Okay, no, because I am going to modify this stuff. All right, everybody, you're speaking as the ocean, that ocean, just the ocean. However, I'm going to modify it, and you have to speak as the ocean uncomfortably sexy.
That's right up my alley.
That's right, an uncomfortably sexy ocean.
I'm really tempted just to pass the buck and add a modifier on this, but I feel like
let's
I
just
want
all
to
do
give
that
it
and Brian read it.
What? I'm in.
Oh, but I really want to play this. I'm going to play the modifier.
Okay. Do it. All right. Modifier. All right. Modifier.
Now you must speak as a buff, uncomfortably sexy ocean.
Oh, well, I felt like that was already spoken.
Okay.
Well, now it's not unspoken.
Yeah.
It's spoken.
Yeah. We've codified it.
Yeah, okay. That's fair enough.
Uncomfortably sexy buff ocean.
We just know what kind of sexy now.
Yes.
Earlier, it might have been a limber ocean.
Well... That's because it's an uncomfortably buff vulpine ocean.
Motherfucker, so it's buff and foxy.
Yeah. It is a literal fox and a foxy.
It is a literal ocean that is also a literal fox that is buff and uncomfortably sexy.
See, I could just keep passing the buck.
I hate you so much.
No, you see, here's the problem. If I pass the buck, then you can do anything and you win.
Is that true? Oh, great, because I'll be the only competitor.
True.
Yeah. Mm. So really what that means is it comes down to the two of us reading as sexy fox oceans.
Oh, man. Finally, my fic.
I await your best performances.
All right. I'm going to need a second to prepare for this to remember all three of the modifiers.
Don't worry about it. It's not like I'm judging you. Well.
That's good to know.
I actually am.
I know.
I mean, that's true all the time, but now especially.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I should probably choose a phrase, shouldn't I? I spent the whole time just being like, oh, I gotta say something in this voice. Oh, no, it's not just that. All right, here we go. Let's look through these. Fuck, does an ocean sound like? Deep.
It's not like
deep,
you live in California right next to one, right?
Wavy.
I mean, I know what the ocean sounds like. I don't know what I sound like as the ocean. My current inclination is to go with like a Sebastian the Crab thing. Is that a dagger under your cloak? Or did you come to yet another dungeon unprepared? I'm done. Okay. It doesn't matter. All I got to beat is Claire.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. So I associate foxes with Russia, so that's where I'm taking the Vulpine card.
I worry about the Tower Wizard. Someone should make sure she's okay and that she's not too lonely.
That's good. I like that.
I am torn because I don't want to give Jeff points. But he at least did make a gesture in the direction of the original card, which was the ocean. So Jeff gets it.
Woo! I win based on low options.
Technicalities.
Just like Florence.
That's harsh, but fair.
Oh, here's a fun one for you guys to go nuts with, so let me see if I can restrict you.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. Right up your alley.
Great.
Everybody, you will now have to read your cards as a shifty cat person.
Aw, shifty cat person.
Is there a modifier that just says no Skyrim?
No.
Damn it.
Oh, what's wrong, Khajiit? Do you no longer have wares?
Dude, Zargo, do it.
Yeah, fine, that's whatever.
The forest is full of many dark and powerful magics. Be mindful of your step. Also, no littering.
Let's see. I'm going to add a modifier to this in the middle of everything and make it be an ancient shifty cat person.
Okay.
Get a new accent, everybody.
And because I like to make Brian's life hard.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to add creepy, so we now have an ancient, shifty, creepy cat person.
Isn't there any other kind of cat person?
I was going to say, it's no, already a cat person.
God damn it. Okay, hang on. This is good.
I just couldn't get Garfield out of my head. I was like, how can I make Garfield sound shifty? I know I can do this.
Okay.
Nobody asked me to dress like this. They begged me. It makes me feel like a sexy force of nature. So you can leave your hang-ups at the door.
Wow. Wow.
Written by George R.R. Martin.
That, yep, that was a really, yes. Very excellent handling of multiple modifiers.
Yep.
Suck it.
It still conveyed everything.
All right. So, here we go. No modifiers.
Okay.
We are just going to have you reading as a magic mirror. Your best magic mirror.
Okay, let's see what I got here for magic mirrors. Okay. This hide armor doesn't seem to be giving me any bonuses to sneak. False advertising. I want my money back.
All right.
And then I said, if you want to see other people, that's fine. But I am going to encase your heart in stone until you give me back my books.
Okay.
Magic mirror, huh?
Magic mirror.
All right.
You are already too late! The only way to stop me would be destroying the phylactery on that pedestal over there! No, the other one. Ah, how could this happen?
Jean has a cute butt. Have you seen it? I assure you, it's very cute.
All right, point goes to George.
Oh, yeah! Oh.
Yeah! Suck it, nerds!
I forgot that him. John is just starved for affection.
That's literally the first time he's ever heard anyone say anything nice about his body.
Yeah, it's true.
And it was from a magic mirror. Those don't lie.
I know, right? It's fair. That's true.
I warn you.
See, my thing is, anything that's talking furniture, I'm going to do in a Pee Wee Herman voice, like a Pee Wee's Playhouse voice. That's all I can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understandable.
It's all I can draw.
All right. Here we go. Since I'm not picking these, I'm just pulling them randomly off the top. I'm going to have everyone read in the style of an animal companion. I don't care which one.
Okay, when you say a ton of dragons, do you mean many dragons or like one small dragon?
Okay. We all agree it would be petty to leave Ferrex's body and sell his plus one sword. But this is a plus two sword we're talking about here.
You wouldn't be able to drill down on summon sword spells by correctly naming the animal group. For example, procedure paddles should summon platypuses.
I think the best thing about that was watching John get disappointed that he couldn't also do it.
Right? Oh, no, I thought about it and then decided against
Did
it.
Did you just have a little mental shift in your mind now? Did you switch directly from Scooby to Jabberjaw?
All right.
I really wish people would stop acting like ravens are smarter than crows. Ravens are crows. Stop being bird elitist.
God damn it. I was so ready to give that to George because George Scooby was so good. But that card combo. That card was so good. Yeah. All right. So that one's going to go to John.
Woo.
There you go.
Spicy.
That's a spicy meatball.
Ooh, okay, I do have a good adjective for this one. You are all going to be reading as an imp, but a wistful imp.
The wistful imp is a really good name for like a bar in a D&D setting.
Mm-hmm.
A wistful imp is a really good name for like a hipster a band.
All right, damn it.
A wistful imp.
And I'm like, I would love your job. You try and think of an original allegorical riddle every time some jerkwad decides he wants to be immortal.
I could hear Volfip saying that, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not splitting hairs when I yell at you for summoning a pit fiend instead of an archangel.
Don't ask me why, but a single tiny spider in the outhouse at night is still more terrifying than the highest level summon spider swarm. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm in love with you! No, I was not aware this whole temple was a zone of truth. I would like to go cry behind that altar now.
I think this game might have a slight disadvantage in favor of whoever the last person to read was, but I'm going to give it to Jeff regardless.
Woo! It's all right, they didn't change the modifiers, and I was just doing high pitch like everyone else.
Hey, hey, not everyone else.
No, okay, fair enough. Yeah, you did a really good wistful. I'd be fair there. Yeah.
Appropriately
yeah,
wistful.
Yeah. Now someone throw me imp.
All right.
Somebody throw me imp.
I'll throw your imp.
Put me imp, coach. I'm ready to play.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Good Lord.
Wow. Well done.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to do this to illustrate how occasionally, things don't really work out that well. So, you are all going to be reading your answers as a dragon.
Okay.
Specifically, as a draconic dragon.
Good. Double the dragon. I got that. Yeah, I've been doing that since Nintendo.
Double dragon.
Yeah.
Double dragon or no dragon.
I'm sorry. The Church of the Sunworm considers a plague of locusts to be an act of God, so you're going to have to pay the 50 gold.
That's Zeblatimus, the unyielding storm of the north to you. I didn't spend 7 years battling Gorfo the Unspoken to be called Mr. Zeblatimus.
Oh my god.
Oh, fire-resistant armor is great, but you can only get it dry-cleaned, because the elemental resistance goes down if the color fades.
You look really cute today. That color accentuates your eyes.
Okay.
Well, the strategies become apparent.
I'm going to give it to John.
Right?
Cause
yeah,
because he went full draconic.
Yeah.
Full draconic
no,
dragon.
No, he played a dragon being a dragon. I was trying to go for the Sean Connery dragon.
That was more dwarf.
I heard dwarf. Well, it didn't go dwarf in the middle. It went dwarf pretty much from minute one.
I'm not very good at Sean Connery.
But it didn't sound Italian. How could it be a dwarf?
That's true. Hey, dwarves are clearly Italian. I forgot to put cards specifically system mastery themed into this game for us to play. You know what? Fuck it. When it's my turn to draw again, it's just going to be some system mastery shit. Get ready to deal with that.
Oh, all right, God.
George.
So, I've decided to let you guys run wild with this one.
Oh, it's Hulkamania?
Yes. read this card as the head of the palace guard.
The head of the palace guard.
You can have the rest of the body, too, if you feel like it.
Oh, okay. Good, because I was like, well, I don't have any lungs, so that's going to be real difficult.
Okay. We should really stop putting people in graveyards, or do something about our necromancy problem.
All right.
I taught you pyromancy, not mumblemancy. Now speak up, or so help me, I will find another orphan seeking their destiny.
I was once an adventurer like you, but then a skinwalker hollowed out my insides and assumed my identity. Oops.
Ice to meet you! No, wait. Have an ice day! No! Look, I'm killing you with ice!
Alright, so I remembered halfway through that I was the judge.
Do we all have to go again?
No. It's between Jeff and John here, and I really enjoyed the drill sergeant.
Woo!
Yes. Yep.
John, right. It's your turn.
Alright. So, you will be reading as a fish person of Dagon. Dagon being the Lovecraftian entity that turns people into fish people.
Okay. Oh, damn it. That means I can't read as like a generic fish person. It's got to specifically be a Lovecraftian fish person.
You have to be a fish person of Dagon, not just a fish person. And I will be judging you on that. Dag off.
Well, it's not that often that it's my turn to throw one in and mess the whole works up for everyone. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to make it so that everyone has to read as a hissing fish person of Dagon.
All right. The hissing fish person.
Hissing
of Dagon.
Fish person.
All right. I'll do that.
I should not have to justify why monstrous humanoid is an offensive term. Change the form or find someone else to guard your maze.
I have only seen a creature as beautiful as you once before. It killed my parents. Prepare to die, demon!
I feel really good about throwing in a challenge card now.
Okay, what was our challenge card?
You are a hissing fish person of Dagon.
I wonder how many jingle writers are just mind readers trying to make the world a less cluttered for themselves.
All right, well, let's go on to Brian.
Yeah.
Very, very well done.
You got real bubbly in that.
Yeah. I could feel the tentacles covering your mouth.
Brian, am I mistaken, or was that 5 for you just now?
That is 5, actually.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to go ahead and call 5 the winner.
Woo! Yep.
Yay! So, and now the final round of some dumb bullshit from System Mastery.
Yeah, we're going to do a System Mastery bonus right. round. So I'm going to have everyone read their card in the voice of a talking dog.
And would you like to apply a modifier to that talking dog?
I believe I will. Folks, this talking dog denies the Holocaust.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, boy.
Everyone take your time. I'll read 2, just to be fair on this one. Because it's a bonus round and it doesn't count for anything. We'll let the audience decide. Or you guys can just fuck me by all playing modifiers.
I am going to play a modifier, actually.
No modifiers allowed on this one. Everyone's got to read.
Participation mandatory.
Mandatory fun.
Damn it. See, it's not fair because George already did the Wowzers voice earlier.
Well, you don't have to read it like Wowzers. Just some dog that denies the Holocaust.
You know, some dog.
Some dog.
Not all dogs go to heaven, guys.
Hashtag not all dogs.
Take the blue pill rolled in some cheese.
Hashtag yes, all dogs go to heaven.
I can't do it.
Come on.
So play a modifier. Do that.
Come on. Claire's come up to the mic about twice and has just waved off both times.
Just play a modifier.
Just do it. No, just read.
I wish this was a video format.
Do you ever look at the stars and think, wow, there are so many worlds that will eventually bow to me? I must be pretty great.
Good.
All right. Okay.
Brian.
Okay.
Let's turn it up to the hot, hot, hottest. It's about to get cray cray.
Okay, I'd like to play a modifier. Talking to me? I'll read what I got. You ever look up at the crowds and think, I bet there's an army of crowd people up there waiting for us to drop our guard and thinking that the Holocaust existed? We march at the skies at dawn.
God damn it, you went off script there.
I would like to clarify for the sake of James D'Amato, none of these cards actually mention the Holocaust. It's okay.
No, it's a very fair game that does not... this game's so friendly that the little skulls in the top right corner of the cards are to let you know that you remove those cards to let it make it playable for kids.
anything that refers to like killing things and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Genitalia.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
That's really nice.
It doesn't say anything in all these Holocaust denying cards, though. That's weird. That's must be a personal thing. I don't know.
That's weird. It must be the dog.
Yeah. John?
Oh, yeah. Well, if the Dark Lord wants the head of the Chosen One, he can provide child care while we sack the countryside.
I saw the whole thing, officer. The big guy hit the little guy. Then, the little guy transformed into a bear and threw the barrel at the dead guy. Victimless crime. Google Ron Paul.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to have to stop there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that is Noisy Person Cards plus a bonus round of solid bullshit.
Yep.
So as of this recording, there are 11 days remaining in the Kickstarter, and they are currently somewhere around 99%. Complete. Oh, yeah.
I checked their Twitter earlier, and they were like a few hundred off.
So, honestly, we're going to put this episode out later today, and as soon as it goes over 100%, I think that pretty much just gives us rights to claim all the credit for it, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to push it over.
Yeah, it's going to be 100% System Mastery and Friends that's responsible for the success of Noisy Person Cards.
Prediction, this goes live later today, drops to 96%.
Yeah, let's ruin it for them.
Well, fuck this game then.
Well,
did you hear those guys? That sounds terrible.
So take it from me as a personal recommendation. If you are currently involved in the Kickstarter for Noisy Person Cards, pull your money out, go find one of those Kickstarters for mashed potatoes or whatever the fuck.
Look, what you need to do is take out your support for that. Now, you're going to want to go over to our Patreon page.
If you were planning to give them a one-time purchase of $30, which is the cost it would take to buy the game through their Kickstarter, what you should do is give us $30 per episode.
Shill harder, Jack Shillington.
And now, in the voice of Jack Shillington.
What's this? What's this? I see some of your cash. What's this? What's this? It's coming out your ass.
All right, so go support Noisy Person Cards on Kickstarter. Like I mentioned, it's a very friendly $30 purchase price for a version or for a level on the Kickstarter where they'll mail you a copy of the game.
And of course, we will be getting a free copy given that we have obviously kicked this above their goal.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like each of us gets a free copy because this is our second episode about Noisy Person Cards.
Yeah, no one has shilled harder than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 100% responsible for the 100% fund rate.
In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say right now that if there isn't a card in the final printed version of the game dedicated to System Mastery, it's over. We're done.
Yeah, we'll just shut it down. Yeah. We have control over it. Full creative.
GG.
I've got some pull at Second City, James.
You just wait until you see the hashtag I start.
You start playing my way or you're a fucking groundling. That's the...
Yes.
You get knocked down. All right. So that has been the live play bonus content episode where we play Noisy Person Cards. As always, you can find us at SystemMasteryPodcast.com. Or System Mastery on Facebook, Gmail, Twitter. Send us your recommendations for role-playing games you'd like to hear us review. Send us role-playing games. Special thanks to the listener who just sent us, what's it called, The Tale of Zoran or something. That just showed up in our mail wrapped in a towel.
What was on that towel?
The Monogrammed Tale of Zoran.
Letters? Mm,
okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Came with its own towel.
Sent to us by Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Or Roger Reese, the guy who played the evil sheriff of Nottingham in
Ricky
Men in Tights.
Ricardo.
Yeah. Some double R person. We don't know.
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, one of them.
Probably Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit. It was definitely.
Most
thanks,
likely.
Roger Rabbit.
That sounds more realistic than any of the others.
I never know when we're going to actually do these live play episodes, so I can't tell you when the next one's going to come out. But I can tell you they're really fun to make, so I'm sure we'll do another one sometime fairly soon.
And for the link to that Kickstarter, you can go ahead and find it on the page for this episode. So if you happen to be listening to this outside of SystemMasteryPodcast.com, head over there. You can find the link there.
Yeah.
Or just Google Ron Paul.
Yeah,
I mean,
just Google Ron
Noisy Person Cards.
It's happening.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. Everyone have a good week. Testing. This is the new level that I was setting it for, so it wasn't all clippity. Everyone else, say some stuff.
I personally feel like Cards Against Humanity is not a particularly fun game.
You.
I feel like Apples to Apples is a much better game because it forces creativity, and makes you actually infer and have a more thoughtful game.
You know what? I can come into some agreement with that because, well, I had the same problem I have with Apples to Apples that I do with Cards Against Humanity, which is that there are enough people in the world that can ignore the black card entirely. And so when you play a card that just says, like, poop, you just see them go, ha ha ha, poop. I picked the card that says poop. I don't care if it matches or not. Poop.
And okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you get more of that in Cards Against Humanity because the white cards are funnier. But I've played enough with people in Apples to Apples who've still done that, where they're just like, oh, fuck it.
Jan wins.
Oh, Hitler card. Hitler, I'll take Hitler.
I'm pretty sure that my group has a couple of those rules, too.
Yeah, problem here is not with the game. It's with the people.
Yeah, although, I think I could agree that Apples to Apples has less of that. That Cards Against Humanity lends itself to that more. Like, for example, you're never going to not pick the two midgets shitting in a bucket forever card.
Come on, that's...
You don't have a choice. And
But, I mean,
and do you have
can you really fault the game for being funnier?
No, I guess that's true. John, I know you have at least a couple of permanent combo cards that you'll never not take as the winner.
Yeah.
Like, for example, what gets better with time?
Age. What gets better with age?
Oh, what gets better with age?
Yeah. It's a hot soup. Yeah, the answer is Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei and soup that's too hot.
Oh, also that, yes.
For the love of God, lean in, John. I'm trying to test here.
Oh, you don't need to do shit, you piece of crap. Dumb baby.
Yeah, keep it coming because I need the levels.
Yeah, all right, stupid butt, and your face is a fart, and no
miserable
one likes
son of a
you.
Bitch.
I didn't know farts had that much hair. Compared to your face, much of a fart is
your
face?
My farts have that much hair.
Jeff's farts have the visual profile of a Hieronymus Bosch painting.
My farts are used as missile defense.
Jeff's farts looks like Seth Rogen just crawled out of his ass.
Jeff's farts actually look like Seth Rogen actually out of his ass. Are crimes against humanity.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't investigated Jeff's farts like you guys have.
Let me tell you, I've done investigative
You're
journalism.
You're going to. By the end of the day, you will. I mean, we're in a room, you know.
Yeah.
This isn't recorded remotely.
Oh, no. By the time we're done with this, you will be intimately familiar with Jeff's farts.